The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So settling into your present moment experience through the body, through connecting with sitting here. And you might want to take just a moment or two to wish yourself well. May I be happy. May I find true happiness. Reminding yourself that this true happiness is not a selfish kind of happiness, but one that actually spreads out and supports others. And actually reminding yourself that this time of practice is an expression of your wish for happiness, for true happiness. And connecting with the body. Perhaps taking a couple of deeper breaths to support a relaxation of the body and actually to support the mind being alert. So connecting to the energizing qualities of the in-breath and the relaxing qualities of the out-breath. And allow the breathing to return to normal. In setting up the container for concentration, it's really helpful to begin by relaxing the body . So just for a few minutes, take some time to notice where you might feel areas of tension in your body. See if you can soften, relax, release around this tension. Having this initial phase of the meditation being one of noticing where there may be tension and consciously relaxing. And as you do this process of checking into areas of tension and relaxing, check through the entire body from head to toe. And also, as tension releases in the body, Notice whether this has an impact on your mind. If the mind wanders during this process, recognize that the mind has wandered. And very gently, you might notice whether any tension has built up around the wandering mind. And if so, allow that tension to relax or release. And continue with this process of noticing tension and relaxing. It is also possible that if the mind wanders and you wake up into that wandering, that there will actually be more release, relaxation, and ease than before. If that's the case, simply appreciate the fact that there is that relaxation and ease, and continue with this process of noticing where there may be tension and releasing, softening around it. Having consciously relaxed the body, it can also be helpful to see if there's a little bit more of release that can be encouraged, not through an active doing of the mind, but through a kind of a request, an inclining of the mind towards relaxation, and then seeing how the mind and body responds to that request. So, in this space of your meditation, dropping the request into your mind and body, may the body relax. And notice, not to do that relaxation, but just notice, does that request have any effect on the body? Sometimes the mind and body know how to relax in a way that is not available to our conscious mind. And this request can tap into that intuition, that knowledge that is present. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. In making that request, there's no need to particularly know what it means to relax the mind. Just making that request and seeing what happens. May the mind relax. From this place of as much relaxation as you have access to in this moment, allow yourself to recognize that this relaxed experience, in this relaxed experience, what the mind is doing, that it's knowing, it's aware. And in this space of relaxed attention, noticing that breathing is already happening. There are many places where you may feel the experience of breathing. It might be in the area of the nostrils, the tip of the nose. Perhaps on your palate. Perhaps inside your throat. Or at your sternum. You may notice the movement at the area of the sternum. Or perhaps even the movement of the diaphragm that's just underneath the sternum. Or perhaps just at the navel. The rising and falling at the abdomen. Whichever place you find the breath experience to be most clear, seeing if you can stay connected with this broad, relaxed attention and allow the attention to rest in that space, choosing one area where the breathing is obvious to you. Some ways that I find it helpful to maintain this relaxed experience and connect to the area of the breathing. One of the first ways that's helpful for me is to imagine that I'm looking at that experience not directly, but through a peripheral awareness. It's coming in through the sides of attention. There's actually not a need to look directly at that experience. Just allow it to begin to infuse the space of awareness through this peripheral vision. If you find that turning the attention to a particular experience, focusing on an area, tightens the awareness down or restricts the awareness, see if you can go back to whatever sense of open, relaxed awareness you had. Let go of the focus on that particular area. Go back to whatever sense of relaxation and openness of awareness was present. And then trying again to reconnect with the experience of breathing through this peripheral attention. Taking the time to gently guide the mind towards this relaxed focus. Many of us have a habit of a tightening focus. You notice that habit start to kick in. Relax. And then another way to encourage this relaxed attention is rather than thinking of trying to turn the attention towards that experience, to rather invite the breath to come to the awareness. To invite the awareness and the breath to join, to meet. Through a request rather than a doing. Again, seeing if the mind and body knows how to accomplish this relaxed attention in a way that you don't consciously know. May the awareness attend to the breathing. May the experience of breathing become apparent. allowing the experience of breathing to get really big, to expand, to fill this relaxed awareness. If you notice a tension in your awareness, in the way in which you're paying attention to the breathing, let go again of the breathing. Just relax. And see again if you can invite the breathing back in. Recognize it with your peripheral attention. And allow it to expand, to fill the awareness. Allow the breath experience to get really big. As you find the mind able to stay connected to the breathing for longer periods of time, maybe for, say, 2 or 3 breaths, clearly recognize and know the in-breath and the out-breath. When you're breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know that you're breathing out. When you notice the mind wandering, take care with your response. Your mind has returned to the present moment, so it's come back, and there's no need actually to yank it back. Already it's back. Very gently check in again to this relaxation. And invite the breathing back into the field of relaxed attention. May the breathing come into this field of awareness. May the awareness rest with the experience of breathing. And noticing it as if through peripheral attention. and allowing it, the experience of breathing, to get really large. As you pay attention to the in-breath and the out-breath, notice whether there are any comfortable experiences, whether the breathing is comfortable. If it is, that's fine, just stick with it. If it's not, and it's okay to try to adjust the breathing a little bit to support a feeling of comfort. Perhaps breathing in a little longer or breathing out a little longer or perhaps a little shorter. Noticing the impact of these adjustments on your level of comfort with the breathing. If you find that consciously adjusting the breathing makes the mind tense or tight, then let go of that process. And you might then instead try using a request. Again, and see if the mind and body, at some deeper level than your conscious awareness, knows how to make the breathing comfortable. May the breathing become comfortable. And then notice how the mind and body responds to that request. Allowing that comfortable feeling, when it's present, to also fill the field of awareness, to expand and get large. If there's a distracting experience, not trying to push away the distraction, seeing if the awareness can expand to include it and allow the breath to expand with it so that you don't have to push away distractions, but stay connected with the breathing as you expand the awareness beyond the distraction. If you find yourself really sleepy and drifting off, it's okay to open your eyes just looking down a foot or so in front of you. But staying connected with the experience of breathing through this peripheral attention, this broad attention, this relaxed attention. Allowing the breathing to expand and include the visual experience, if you have opened your eyes. The climate of the mind, the relaxed awareness, is the most important aspect at this point. If you notice, the mind is tensing up around trying to stay connected with the breathing, or focusing on the breathing, or narrowing down, go back to relaxation. Connect again to a relaxed, open experience. Perhaps first through simply turning to release whatever tension is present. And then inviting the experience of breathing back into the field of awareness. Encouraging the comfortable breath, either by consciously adjusting or requesting the breathing to become comfortable. In a few moments, I'm going to ring the bell to end the sitting. And coming out of a sitting, the way that you hold your mind and your body is just as important as during the sitting. So, as I ring the bell and you begin to open your eyes and to move, seeing if you can stay connected with the attention you have so carefully cultivated in the last 45 minutes. So not just throwing that away because the bell rings.